Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. I am so sorry that we're late here. I know that Melissa is probably already on here. And Melissa, I'm coming. Don't hang up. So anyway, I as I said, I apologize. Life gets in the way sometimes, and it's also Mercury retrograde, believe it or not. And what does that mean? That means that that we need to be careful of what we do, and it's a great time to think, and don't make any big decisions right now, just so you know. So anyway, on that note, how's everybody doing today? I'm doing great. I'm going to run this afternoon at about 4:30 or so. And how are you doing? Has everybody started working out, exercising, or, you know, what's your story? You're listening to this, so I'm assuming that you're not exercising yet.
Not yet.
But anyway, you're exercising. I know you got four girls at home, Melissa. Well, not at home. They're in school. But anyway, how are you doing? And I'm glad we're here today. Sorry about being late. I hate when I'm late. But how are you? What's going on with you, girl? Girly girl?
Well, it's been a little crazy. I'm still hacking up a lung, but I'm trying to do other things as opposed to running. You know, strength training when I can. The upper respiratory infection really just got me. So I'm trying to listen to my body. And we'll get there. It's all good. Yeah.
So you got an upper respiratory situation going on. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, hacking like the rest of the world.
Yeah. I know. I was getting real sick myself, and then I was getting really sick, and then I was like, okay, I'm asleep. I'm better. And I was actually going to go run this morning. I said, no, I ran pretty hard yesterday. So I said, I'm going to give myself a break. And so I'm going to go run at 4:30 today, and which I'm excited about. And I have to tell you, I'm at Orange Theory running. Sometimes I run, you know, here. But Orange Theory does really well for me, just like your gym does well with you, because I know it's been bitter cold there, right? And
yes. I swear we just jumped right into like January. It was 26 this morning.
Oh my goodness,
26.
Okay, yeah. I was like looking at you guys. I was like, oh my goodness, it's really cold. And can I ask you a question? And I want to hear your truth on this one. And by the way, it's 31 in New York, and it's just FYI, South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, 78 degrees.
Don't even. Just don't even.
but
I'm jealous.
I know, I tell you. But you guys are going to have some great Christmas weather. And I know you have a turkey trot that you're probably going to do, aren't you? Or something like that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep.
Okay. The turkey trot happens Thanksgiving Day here. I know it happens Thanksgiving Day there, correct? You know, too, as well.
So
I'm going to do the turkey trot, too. I love the turkey trot, but I started really focusing on making my legs stronger, and that's what I'm doing, and they have gotten stronger. As a matter of fact, one of the trainers because I do group fitness, I like group fitness. I think everybody's on the same team and working, just like the events that you and I run in, whether it's turkey trot, Santa, jingle jog, cancer. I know you've done a lot with the cancer. That's your what you love to do.
Oh, there's like a run for everything. Yeah,
there is. And but I love when everybody's doing the same thing: group running, event running, whatever. Because it's like we're on the same team doing the same thing. And you know what? One of my trainers told me yesterday. She says, "Tree, your legs look like." She goes, "You got great legs." I was like, "Thank you. That's genetics from my mom and dad and running and doing ballet for 100 years." But I said, she said,
"Ooh, you're really old."
So I know, right? Exactly. Imagine that lady told us too. It's all good. Now, I'm not that old. But anyway, some days I feel like I'm 150, and some days I feel like I'm 20. But what I'm saying to you is that my legs are really strong, but they've been getting stronger. She goes, "You know, you can tell your legs are getting stronger." I was like, "Yay. Thank you." When your trainer tells you that, you know that it's working, right? The strength exercise.
Yeah.
So
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm doing a lot of lunges with weights, right? That's helped me tremendously. I've also been doing a meditation about, I want to hear your thoughts on this, about being a better version of myself, whatever that is, running, integrity, you know, and so I write this down every day now, and I went back and looked at journals that I've written things in, and I've achieved a lot of these things. I really have. And some of the journals that I've written in, you know, I wanted to have a flat stomach, which I got a flat stomach. I wanted to have, you know, I wanted to be healthier, which I'm healthier. So what I started doing is like, and I got this the other day from, Jim Rohn. He's talking about what your purpose is. So instead of saying this is my goal, I go, I'm grateful for my purpose to be healthy and all my organs are working perfectly. I am grateful to be a better runner today than I was yesterday. What do you think about that? Isn't that great? So I say
that
to myself.
One.
I write it down. Yeah, I write it down. I take three or four of them because I could be writing the Moby Dick, which is a very long book, or the Bible, which is an even longer book. You know, I just picked three of them. So I'm actually running yesterday, and I was like, I am more courageous today than I was yesterday. Because for me, it's scary running on the treadmill sometimes if I think about it, because I've fallen and I hurt myself a couple years ago with it. And, you know, you probably don't have that, right? But, you know, and sometimes it's more courageous today to try to do something that you didn't do yesterday, right? So that's something
yeah.
I'd like to do. So share with me your thoughts about that. I write three of them down every day, and I think about it during the day, and I say it to myself. I am grateful. One of my purposes is I'm grateful for being healthy and being a better runner today than I was yesterday. I'm grateful to be. Another purpose is I'm grateful to be courageous today, more courageous than I was yesterday. Because I don't know about you, Melissa, but sometimes I can be a big old fraidy cat. How about you? What do you think about that, fraidy cat?
Do you ever have to ask? I'm always a fraidy cat.
Funny.
I'm always a fraidy cat. I've had more confidence in myself, and I think taking every day as opposed to the big picture is easier
okay.
to get through and be courageous. And then the next day you're like, whew, I made it through that. And this is good. It's like one extra positive boosts you for the next one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
One extra positive. Yeah.
Just when you
so,
see you think you can't handle, you handled one thing. So then the next challenge, you're like, well, I made it through that, so I certainly can make it through this. It changes your attitude.
Right.
That's for
I got
sure.
you.
And that's why being grateful and using those meditations and affirmations every day is good for you.
Right.
You say it, then you live it.
You see it and you live it. That's true.
I can't think of the word, but like you make it happen. The more you convince yourself, I don't want to say convince, but, you know, you live what you say every day. So if you say I'm a courageous woman every day, anything that comes
right.
across your path, you'll be strong and courageous. You live it. You own it. And that's it.
Amen to that. That's a great way to look at it. So anything that you be the change you want to see, you live it and own it. That's a good thing. I like it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the other thing that I like, and this is a key too as well, is that I mean we all have fears. But people wake up, I know myself included. Instead of looking at things as a goal, I go, this is my purpose, is to help people. I am grateful to be able to help people and to brand angel coaches, right? and myself, right? And so,
right.
I mean, we've got to have purpose. We just do. We're not here like willy-nilly just like floating around. Sometimes we do that. I mean, gosh, when I was in school, I did that. I remember college, right? So, but, you know, we all have a purpose. So figuring out your purpose, right? What's your – living your purpose. I did a show on that last night, actually. It's really good. But, yeah, so you're living your purpose. You got four girls. You're taking care of them. And I know that, you know, when we did your yearly situation, you have a goal – not a purpose, not a goal, but you have a purpose. And you really inspired me, by the way, talking to you. And so
you want
to share it? What's your purpose? One of your purposes, besides getting those girls to school every morning, that's a big purpose, right?
Oh, my God, my purpose. What is my purpose? What is my purpose? I was going to say that challenging every day you don't, I mean, to find your purpose is hard for me.
But I know that you were wanting to start something with helping animals, being an advocate for animals and people, right? So however you say that.
I'm interested in using animals for a better purpose. Therapy. You know, the vets, autism, stress, anxiety. And it's slightly sad that this world has come to, you know, people who have, they want their dog to, quote unquote, be a therapy dog, but they're not, they don't go through training because the training is actually very, very hard and taxing and every day, every minute.
Does the owners do it? Do they put people to do it? That's my question to you.
Owners. If you join a company that specializes in, let's say, blind, using dogs to the blind.
Right.
Thank you.
Sorry. It's okay.
You will have that dog that they okay first, that they are healthy to go ahead and do this type of work. You foster them, you train them, and then you give them back for the ultimate testing and training, and then you let them go to do their
work.
That's the hard part. I mean, I'd like to be a part where, like, this is my dog, this is what they do, and I take them home with me. But, yeah, I don't want to let them go. I couldn't foster a dog either because I don't want to let them go. I know they'll be in
a
better place.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I'd foster fail every single time. So,
you know what? After talking to you, though, the other day, I have to tell you this. There are certain dogs that you can foster or have as pets, and you can use them as therapy dogs, and they're your dogs, but, like, they train to be therapy dogs and maybe go visit the old people or go to schools and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, so I thought that was kind of cool because I know that you've got your three-legged dog and your four-legged dog. You just got a couple four-legged there that maybe they could be, you know, like you could take them to schools and it would open a door for you there, right, to get used to it. Because I know your heart and your passion is helping animals and people find each other, right? You know what I mean? And therapy dogs. So I don't know.
I'm helping others because, you know, I have a warmth for special needs kids. I really do. I think animals really help and bring out what people don't see. And it helps them. So we'll see where this all takes me, but I'm in the researching process.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. That's kind of cool. Yeah, in the researching process.
That means ditching my job and starting fresh and new.
Yeah. But, okay. Yeah. but that's okay because you can make money. I truly believe that when you do what you love to do and you have a passion for it, that money will chase you down. It's scary getting started, though. I know that it is. And, and you know, so we run from our passion because how can we make money with something that we love? Because that's so true that most people think that. Therefore, it becomes a something that people do, okay? You know what I mean? And I think that, Melissa, you've got such a heart for people and animals, and you've got a mind, believe it or not, I think you do. You have a mind for detail, and I think that that you'll do great at that. And I know that, you know, taking those dogs and, you know, however you do that, run with them, walk with them, you know, because I know you've got to be careful with your three-legged one and your, you know, with running on three legs. So, running a mile with that one, with that one, and running another mile with the other one, or a half a mile with one and a half mile with the other, if that's well, good. But
life's purpose. Maybe take a leap of faith. I don't know. We'll see to be continued.
I know. So
love. Even exercising and running. I mean, I really want people out there to, you know, so many people are like, I don't run. And, or they're afraid of running destroys your knees. No, not always. I mean, we have genetics against us, but,
right.
You know, poo-poo something when you've never tried it. I've never thought in my wildest dreams that a marathon would be in my bucket list. That's just crazy, let alone a triathlon. Really? I would never in my wildest dreams. So when I say go run, because, like, you got to feel it. You got to feel it and believe it. It's amazing.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. So you're going doing what you love and loving what you do, but taking a chance with doing your passion for you. It's dogs and animals and running and bringing awareness, right? That's what you would like to have a career doing your passion. And, you know, for me, it's like helping people. I love animals too. I like and helping people, animals, you know, from dogs to elephants to whatever, you know. So, have you seen those elephant videos? I love them. But there's, you know, animals are amazing, and to be a part of their world is even better. So we've got some good stuff here that we're working on. But being more aware of other situations or other challenges, like animals, like you're talking about kids, special needs children, it makes you more aware of who you are, right? So therefore, you're not existing and you're not just going through the motions of existing. You've got life experiences that you're gathering and enjoying, right? That's what you call living right there. Yeah. You know, so you're doing that. And, you know, I've been so afraid to take chances, right? And running was a big one for me. I was like, and now I love to run, you know, but that was such a big one for me. You know what I mean? And having my dogs and running with them, that was a big one for them as well, you know, too, as well. So that's good. And then getting in the gym, right? And you're like, okay, I'm a strength train today. I look like an idiot. Who cares, right?
You know, if we go back for a couple months ago when we were talking, it was like, oh, my God, I would never use a gym.
Yeah, right.
And then now I'm like, I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
Who cares? Whatever. I wore the same shirt yesterday, but you know what? I don't care. Because I'm running around people on the couch. That's all that matters.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Most people on the couch are sitting there, you know, couch potato. And by the way, anybody's listening now or later, I have been a couch potato before. And I was like, you know what?
Oh, heavens,
that is no way to. Yeah, you know, but living your life of, you know, joy and everything like that, taking chances, taking risks. But I was talking to my dad the other day, and I told this story to somebody yesterday. But I, you know, I said, Dad, I go, I love my life. I said, certain experiences that I'm having. I remember, and he says, well, if you could ask God anything, what would you ask? I said, why do those folks get to live in the Old Testament from 800 to 900 years? I mean, Melissa, we only live a good 70, 80, right? Or 90, I don't know. You know,
yeah.
And I said, instead to be more healthy. And he says, that's what you would ask God? I go, yeah, why did I get shortchanged? So my father was like, he said, are you kidding? I said, no. So then we started talking about it and thinking about it. And I got this. I go, you know what? There's guys, I know Mark Hughes, president of Herbalife, he died at 44. But he had all these life experiences, right? I mean, so many life experiences that he lived with and got to do and enjoy, not because somebody gave them to him, because he created them, right? Steve Jobs is another one. I mean, he died pretty young of what, pancreatic cancer, but he has all these experiences that he created. So I was like, well, sorry. I go, I'm going to make sure I create enough life experiences so, you know, and enjoy them and be happy, you know, because it's not the length. Sometimes it's not the quantity. It's the quality, maybe. You know what I mean? So running and hanging with dogs and, you know, doing what you do, that's key. You know, strength training so you can be the best version of yourself. I'm grateful for that. That is one of my purposes, is to be the best version of myself when I'm running or standing or whatever I'm doing. And I know that you're similar in that response, or that reality, maybe is a better word, too, as well. So making it happen, you know, so...
It doesn't happen overnight.
No,
you know?
It didn't.
I mean,
no.
So, I mean, I wouldn't be talking here today. I mean, if you talked to me years ago, I wasn't like this. It's a slow transition, slow conversion, you know, over time.
Were you a little shy? Yeah, no, I get it. Were you a little shy? Just asking. Because I know the answer to that, but I'm going to ask you. Were you a little shy?
Well, I want to say I was shy, but I don't think I've ever been shy. Now looking back, because I can talk to anybody. So, shy? No. Taking chances, risky? Yes.
That's why I was a pretty cat. Pretty cat me. That's who me was. I am. Was it? Not anymore. Okay, but I was at one time. Afraid to take chances.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Yep.
Yeah. I agree with you on that. So let me ask you this, you know, we talk about running for fun, fitness, strength training, speed work, you know, and I did a workout the other day where it was actually endurance and power together, which I love, okay, because you can, you know, I can do anything. Yeah, it was a fun workout, and with the run, and it's one of the best I've ever done, and our experience, actually. But one of the things that I realize is like, I go, I like this part, right? You know, I'm pushing my body. And I know that's really, really key. And so I'm looking at people around me, right? And I got some great people. I get to be around you. And I look at what you do and I'm blown away with it. You know, the dogs and everything and the baking and the kids and the work and trying to figure it all out. I go, wow. I look around the people that I'm around a lot of the time, and all of them, I mean this, all of them are like successful people doing what they love and loving what they do. Isn't that cool? And
when you surround yourself with those.
Yeah, right? You know, it's amazing.
Positive,
you know,
to what you want to achieve, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't want to hang out with people who are not likewise, you know.
No, you're right. Exactly. So when I'm running now, you know, I was running with a guy yesterday. He was right beside me, and he's like 6'5", right? I was like, oh, my God. But I pushed myself harder, and it's like, look at him. So I upped the ante a little bit with myself, and I pushed my speeds higher, and I finished
out
with about I finished up with about a half a mile more than I usually do. I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, of course, he was a lot faster, but that's okay, right? And I remember a long time ago, a teacher told me this, and I remember this forever. If I want to be a better runner, don't run with people that are, you know, can't run as well as you. Run with people that are better than you, or play soccer, or whatever it is that you do. A better cook. You want to be a chef? Don't surround yourself with people that are not as good as you, and so you can be the best, but just surround yourself with people that are better so you can strive for more. I was like, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Perfectly
run,
said.
Run beside the 6'5 guy. He's 6 feet, 5 inches tall. I was like, I'm 5'3". And I was like, I'm going to do it.
Well, dude,
and
his,
man,
his
I had a
stride alone is better than yours. His stride is
well,
huge.
Yes, I know, exactly. In my next life, I'm going to come back be 7 foot. Then I'll probably have no problem. Cancel. No, I'm teasing. But surrounding myself with people that are, like, striving for more, so key. And I love that. But don't you? I mean, what's your thoughts on that? You like that too as well?
Yes. You coined it perfectly. It's kind of, I got so many things in my head, I can't even like put it together. But I mean, if you hang around someone that's toxic, you're going to become
right?
toxic, you know?
Right.
So surround yourself with all the things that you want to do and you want to make yourself better version of yourself. Don't go to toxicity.
Right.
Go to something positive and better than
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
So you strive for it. Yep.
F for more.
I love that.
I get you. Yeah, I like that too as well. So I'm doing meditation. I'm actually going to create a meditation for runners and put it up there today. So it's only all my meditations are 2 minutes. We can always do anything for 2 minutes, and you don't fall asleep usually. And I'll do that because that's working with me and other people that I've sent it out to. I haven't sent it to you because I know that you've got your own way of meditating, but I'll send it to you if you like, you know, because you're my buddy and my partner here on the show. And so I'll put it out there for athletes and because it's working with me anyway. And we're going to do the turkey trot or something like that. And I'm going to do the jingle jog. I've already signed up for it here in Fort Lauderdale. So I'm excited about that. And I know you got some good stuff. And I know it's cold there, so anyway, you stay
warm. It's cold,
warm,
but I've made it, you know, for Thanksgiving, I've always made it a day that, you know, you can go out there, run in the morning, feel good, and then eating later is not so bad because you know you moved your body. Now, you don't overindulge, but you just know that you did something good for your body and that you can fuel it. With
yes,
things you don't normally eat and feel good about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's cool. I like it. So what's the way you close the show? Because it's always, I love that part of you. So what do you want to say?
I was going to say stay warm, but, well, you're warm already. So I am just going to say go ahead, get out there, try something new, and go run.
Yeah, and don't forget to eat your vegetables and take a shower. Bye, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.